Today I'd like to start looking in greater detail at the du'a that we have been reciting every Thursday, recommended to be recited on the night of Friday. And the du'a is known as du'a Qumail. It was known as a du'a taught by Prophet Khizr alayhi salam, and it was Imam Ali alayhi salam who tells Qumail that, "Qumail, I grant you the honor of entrusting this du'a of Prophet Khizr alayhi salam to you." Let's just look at the background of this du'a first, and a little bit about the companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam called Qumail ibn Ziyad al-Nakhai. He was a companion of Imam who came from Yemen, and Imam Ali alayhi salam had told him that, "O Qumail, these hearts are containers of knowledge. Therefore, preserve what I'm going to say to you. Know that knowledge is better than wealth. Knowledge guards you, whilst you have to guard wealth. Wealth is diminished by spending, whilst knowledge increases when you give it away. O Qumail, those who amass wealth die even when they're physically alive, whilst those who have knowledge continue to live for as long as time lasts." Now, Qumail spent as much time as he could with Imam Ali alayhi salam, and one day, Imam was in the mosque of Basra. This was the 14th of Sha'ban, the night of the 15th, and he was explaining the fourth ayah of Surah Ad-Dukhan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim," therein every wise affair is made distinct or is made clear. And Imam said that the ayah referred to the 15th of Sha'ban, which we call Laylatul Bara'a, adding that, "By Allah, the human being faces his face on this fate on this night. Therefore, he must read the dua of Prophet Khidr, because surely Allah accepts it." When the sermon was over and everyone went home, Qumail followed Imam and requested him to teach him the dua of Prophet Khidr. And Imam alayhi salam asked him to sit down and write whilst he dictated the dua. Imam told him that one should recite this every Thursday night, and if that was not possible, then at least once a month, and if that was too difficult, then at least once a year on the 15th of Sha'ban, and if that too was difficult, then at least once in a lifetime, for its benefits were unfathomable. It's an absolutely amazing du'a. But before we go on to the du'a, let's look a little bit at a profile of Prophet Khizr alayhi salam. Now, Prophet Khizr alayhi salam, we are told, was called Taha. He was the son of Malqan, and he was the great-great-grandson of Sam, who was the son of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. His name is Khizr, coming from the color green, because it is said that if he sat or was near anything that was dry, it would become green. He's a prophet who is still alive, and there are many ahadith attributed to him. Let me just quote a few. These are narrated by Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, who said that Prophet Khidr alayhi salam said that, "Never blame anyone when they do something, because the most favored acts before Allah are three: moderation in giving away, forgiveness in power, and the third thing is leniency towards the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." It is said that one day Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam was leaning against a wall just to ponder over the events of the day, when a man came up to him and said, "Ya Aba Jafar, what are you grieving at? If you're grieving about the dunya, then everybody will have a share of the risk. And if you're grieving about the akhirah, then the promise of Allah is always true, for it is a promise from a powerful king." And Imam said, "I'm not grieving about the dunya or the akhirah, but I am just pondering over the sedition, the problems, the mischief caused by Abdullah ibn Zubair." And the man said, "Have you seen a man who fears Allah and is not helped? Have you ever seen one who trusts Allah and he has not sufficed him? And have you ever seen one who takes refuge in Allah and he's not given refuge?" And Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam said, "No." And the man just went away. And the people asked him, "Ya ibn Rasulullah, who was that?" And he said, "This was none other than Prophet Khidr." But probably the most beautiful if I can say, mention of Prophet Khidr alayhi salam is in Suratul Kahf. This is Surah number 18, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about him and his encounter with Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And we see this encounter from ayat 60 to 82. Please take some time to read it and see who Prophet Khidr is in relation to us all. And it is said that if you go into seclusion in Khalawat and you repeat Ya Razzaq 1,000 times, inshallah, you shall meet Prophet Khidr alayhi salam if your sustenance is halal. Well, let's start with the dua. And the dua starts with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. Oh Allah, I beseech you by your mercy which encompasses all things. Let's look at that. First of all, a reference from the Quran. In Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 156, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy, my rahmah, encompasses all things. And an ayah that I've been looking at or mentioning on radio many, many times is the ayah of Surah Al-Asra or Surah Bani Israel, ayah 110, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِدْ أُلَّهَا أَوِدُ الرَّحْمَنَ أَيَّامٍ تَدْعُوا فَلَحُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Call upon Allah, or call upon the Rahman, call upon the Merciful. Whatever name you call upon Him, to Him belongs the most beautiful names. So, mercy or rahm begins with the fineness of feeling, a pain and concern felt when one knows that someone is in distress. Now, the pressure of the pain moves us to help the one in distress. The feeling of pity is not sufficient. Real compassion or real mercy is enforced when we are able to alleviate the pain and the distress which the pitied one is suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond all these conditions, yet He opts for rahmah to encompass everything rather than absolutely anything else. He has created all creation with His mercy. Everything has come to be since the beginning, or has come to be since the beginning, is blessed with rahmah. He has blessed His creation with infinite bounty. And it's in this mercy where He shows us the dangers of loss and the greatness of reaching our full potential. He has given us, and that's human beings, and only human beings, the freedom of choice between good and bad. There's a wonderful hadith of the Prophet ﷺ which says, Allah has 100 portions of rahmah. He sent only one upon the universe and divided it amongst His creation. The feeling of rahmah that His creation feels is out of that share. The other 99 portions is saved for qiyamah, which He will bestow upon those who attach themselves to Him. And when we in this dua say, Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah, I beseech you, birahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay, I beseech you by the mercy which encompasses all. By extension, I'm saying none is excluded from this expression of mercy. Just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's mercy upon the universe, and just as He says, Allah has created the human being in the form of His mercy. So the dua begins with accessing that divine energy that is available to absolutely everyone. When we look at the Asma'ul Husna, this is encompassed in the attribute of Ar-Rahman. Inshallah, we will continue with Du'a-i Kumail.